Hey everybody, this is Sam and you're listening to Carbon Neutral Convos, presented by the John Molson Sustainable Enterprise Committee, a podcast that tries to bridge a gap between sustainability and business and gets down to the pressing issues facing our world today. We enjoy interviews with guests from a variety of industries and discuss how we can improve on climate action and build a blueprint for a sustainable economy. Today we are joined by Lauren Scott, founder of the John Molson Sustainable Enterprise Committee and current VP of Marketing and Sustainability at Acuity Brands. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to the podcast, Lauren. We are excited to have you on here, the JSEC team.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So just to get the listeners more familiar with you, and I guess we'll start by asking what got you interested in sustainability?
I think I first knew I wanted to be involved in the environmental movement from a very young age. My first memory is definitely when I was around the age of 6 years old. I had gathered up all of my toys, including my prized Archie comics, and set up a garage sale in my parents' driveway to raise money for the World Wildlife Fund. For the years that followed, I definitely knew I wanted to be involved somehow in the environmental space. I did complete my studies at JMSB in marketing specifically. So it took a little bit of an unusual path to get there. I wasn't studying in environmental studies per se. And then while I was in school, I had the opportunity to work full-time at a marketing agency for a couple of years. And while I loved it, I loved the storytelling component, the aesthetic side of marketing, I definitely knew that I was missing working for an organization that I necessarily felt tied to the mission. And so following that period of time, I did work for a couple of different nonprofits, managing their communications and public relations. And that went really well. It was perhaps lightly outside the environmental space. And I kept on having this nagging feeling that I knew that I was meant to kind of work in that space specifically. So in 2013, I saw a job posting for at the time, it was a relatively small to medium-sized enterprise here in Quebec, specializing in clean technology and making buildings more energy efficient, more specifically commercial real estate. And so I started managing their PR and communications over the years. And within that time, I also was Canadian communications consultant for a renewable energy company coming in from Germany that was trying to set up shop in Canada and establish some deeper communications. And then ultimately, I came back to the organization, that clean tech company, in 2017. They were looking for someone to lead their marketing team globally. I came back in there. And then over the past year or so, that's evolved even further to work for the parent organization called Acuity Brands, where I've taken on a broader role that includes not only the hardware, firmware, and software, but the broader cloud-based software opportunities as well, still with a focus on making buildings smarter, safer, and greener.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk a little bit about your time at Concordia. As many of the listeners may know, you are the founder of what is now JSEC, but was back then was John Molson Sustainable Business Group. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm thrilled that JSEC is still around. It's so exciting to see the individuals who are involved in this, kind of reconnected with the group over the past couple of years. And I'm really impressed by the different, more modern approaches to a few different elements that were launched back at the time. The first year for, at the time, JSG, or John Molson Sustainable Business Group, it was around 2008. And sustainability, I think, while it was a point of discussion, certainly at Concordia, and it was perhaps more limited to other faculties. And so it was still very much a new concept to the business school, at least on a broader scale. And when we were looking at our curriculum, it was very much limited to that last chapter, last paragraph per chapter. A quick mention of make sure you do this and treat people well and treat the environmental well and the environment well. But beyond that, there was really very limited access to business students. So I made the decision to try and put together a business case to have a student association that was open at the time, was open to both undergraduate and MBA students. And we had co-presidents at the time to have a representation at both levels. And so we started pretty high level. We had one annual conference. We had career fairs where we were able to have different potential employers come in and speak to students to talk about some potential opportunities. And it was quite interesting because at the time, sustainability was so much less visible that it was really only a handful of organizations that you could even really approach in Montreal that had that deep expertise, especially if you're looking at those more corporate environments. So it evolved, I think, since then. And from my understanding, it is now focused more on the undergraduate students. But certainly at the time, it was neat to see the undergrad and graduate students coming together. But we almost had to do it out of necessity because it was such a niche market that we had to open it up to an even broader group in order to have the full capacity.
Yeah, that sort of have a similar experience now. Unfortunately, it's just sort of feel like not isolated, but sort of there's business and then there's sustainability. It's not really meshed and incorporated together. So that's a lot of our mission now is just trying to like get sustainability within business, within mm-hmm. corporate objectives, if you will.
Yeah, it is interesting. And I heard the other day on another podcast, actually, that our professional, our personal callings is often best identified by seeing how you can serve the younger version of yourself. And I certainly can identify with that in the sense that going through university and even early in my career, I never really fit in to either group. So you had the corporate kind of business side, and I was, quote unquote, maybe too granola to fit into that side. Or on the flip side, when I was working with experts in the environmental field, I often felt and identified as too corporate for those conversations. So in both environments, it was a little bit of a sense of just not quite fitting in. But I think that this is a really specific niche market for those at JMSB right now or at Concordia who can bridge that gap. It takes a really specific profile of someone who feels comfortable, while maybe not the perfect fit in either the corporate or environmental space, but someone who can feel comfortable having those conversations with both audiences and genuinely caring about the performance of the business, but also caring about the environmental and social impact.
Yeah, maybe we'll touch more on that, on sort of your professional experiences with regards to sustainability. So yeah, what was it like sort of after you graduating, sort of finding roles within sustainability? I know you worked for a lot of nonprofits, but were there also private firms that were incorporating sustainability into their objectives at the time?
You could certainly see some actions taking place at companies. I think there were certain industries that were already focused on things like energy efficiency, like the industry in which I work right now. It's industrial technology, making buildings more intelligent, more energy efficient. So there are certain industries that I think were already doing it as a business model and not necessarily out of compassionate or out of the kindness of their heart space, but really more from that financial saving money perspective. Also in the corporate world, you were seeing companies starting to have some sustainability programs, but I would say it was very much limited at the time. So again, this was around 2008. Most companies, if they had any program, it was maybe volunteering a day here or there or corporate donations. It was not necessarily a holistic program brought in across the organization's operations. And that's really something that we've only started seeing, I'd say, over the past few years expanding. You're certainly seeing some of the larger players and maybe some of those that you wouldn't necessarily associate with sustainability proactively trying to implement some of these programs. I find it very encouraging. I think there's always concern about greenwashing, but at the same time, we are also starting to see some global standards being put into place to help regulate statements around the true value of environmental and social implications of organizations. So I think it's getting there. Certainly we can do it faster, but I am encouraged by the progress that I've seen over the past few years.
With regards to greenwashing, do you see that as a growing threat?
It is definitely a reality, I think, right now that a number of companies are taking it on. And I don't think it's always done in a malicious fashion. I think sometimes it is part of an organization's journey, sustainability journey, is really getting serious about how they can apply it within the organization. So I don't think, again, I don't think there's necessarily negative intent there for everyone who's greenwashing. I do think that customers and end users are starting to become more aware of what they should or should not be looking for in any external messaging. I definitely know that legal departments are getting more savvy as well as to what can and cannot be said or promised in any kind of marketing messaging. I do think that there is a long ways to go in terms of standards to make sure that those who are making specific claims can back it up. Because right now it is rather fragmented in how we present this information. So that is definitely one of the barriers I think that the sustainability movement is facing right now, is that not having that centralized mechanism to be able to gauge how impactful an approach is or not. So I think we're starting to see organizations come together and have some harmonized standards, but that is definitely an issue right now, is that we don't have that level playing field across the board where we can really gauge which claims are substantial or not.
Actually, what advice would you give someone seeking a role in sustainability?
Especially for new graduates, I think there's a very exciting opportunity right now in that sustainability at this scale is relatively new. So unlike other areas where you might have be competing against someone who has 10, 20, 30 years in a specific area, it's a very much a level playing field right now. People who are students who have been working on sustainability projects or volunteering or on student associations have a little bit of a leg up of even if people have been in the workforce for an extended period of time, simply because it is a newer topic at this scale again. And so I think it's really actually quite exciting for students to be able to package up their experience and be able to present it as having already delved into some of the topics. I also think that when you graduate, sometimes you're looking for a company that specifically does sustainability, and that's not always easy. I consider myself incredibly grateful and fortunate to have found an industry that I can work in, such as energy efficient buildings and intelligent buildings, but it's not always the case. So what you can do is, because companies now are becoming more and more transparent with what they're doing in terms of environment and social impact, is really doing the research on their websites to see what they are doing. A really handy tool is that if you look at publicly traded companies and even larger private companies, you can consult their annual reports. And often they'll either have an ESG report as part of their annual report, they'll have information about what programs they have in place and what ESG initiatives they have in place. So those are often compiled in a way that is quite digestible. It is content that is circulated out to investor community or in terms of your associates. So it is very accessible. Even if you're perusing different job opportunities, you can see what these companies are doing. And I would absolutely recommend that when you're going in for those interviews, you bring it up and you mention that you're interested in getting involved in some of the projects. I think because, again, sustainability is relatively new at this scale, a lot of companies have almost informal working groups dedicated to ESG within the organization. And it is really built on employees just raising their hand and saying, I would love to get involved. So if you can already initiate those conversations when you're going through the interview process and have a bit of background based on their ESG reports, I really think that would play in the favor of applicants.
Would you say that for graduates who are looking for work within sustainability, should they seek sustainability defined roles? Or like you're saying, try to get into a company that's sort of going down that path, not necessarily within a sustainability linked role, but sort of like make it your own as you get within the firm?
I think that can be a path of least resistance, especially for business students, unless, and I am incredibly encouraged. I know that even here in Montreal, there are a number of undergraduate minors where you can take classes and even a complete minor in sustainability or sustainable business. So that is incredibly encouraging to me. So there is that experience that you can bring where I think you could potentially land a role right out of school in sustainability. But if you don't have that formal background, I think it is an opportunity for you to flex that muscle and develop it as you also build up your corporate business experience. So I think that a little bit of both opportunities are there. But if you don't have that formal background, it does allow you to get some experience and at the same time, get some visibility into the program at the company you're applying for.
I guess we'll move on to sort of like general questions because your background is mostly marketing. Marketing is not really something that most people think of when they think of sustainability. They sort of think of the operational side of businesses. But what role do you think people within marketing have within sustainability?
I might be slightly biased, but I think they have probably one of the most important roles. So much of engagement and action is around meaningful storytelling. And John D. Rockefeller did say that next to doing the right thing, the most important thing is to let people know you are doing the right thing. And that is why marketers really have that unique opportunity to do the storytelling of organizations. I also think that sustainability can feel like a really heavy landscape sometimes, and it is almost discouraging when you are talking about as important of a topic as the climate crisis. And that is where marketers have an important role in creating engagement and really telling the story in a way that the audience can feel like there is an opportunity to help. And so we need to really be able to shape the message in a way that those who are digesting the information feel like they can get involved, they can have an impact. Because otherwise it can actually have the contrary effect, which is when you feel like there is no hope. And I really think that marketers play an important part of creating that hope, creating that opportunity, and really engaging people and wanting to create and get involved in meaningful change.
Yeah, so more on that, so the role of marketers. So part of being within marketing is promoting a business. But do you see, say if a firm has certain practices that aren't so sustainable, someone who's within the marketing team at that firm, sort of that conflict of trying to get the best image out there of your firm, but also sort of being transparent?
Yeah, that can definitely be tricky. And I think as recent graduates or someone who is currently studying part-time and working full-time, it's often the reality. My biggest piece of advice is get that marketing experience in, because again, that storytelling is a huge part of moving the sustainability needle. But at the same time, find a way to volunteer in the environmental space. So whether that is giving a couple of hours a month to your local chapter dedicated to, for example, environmental cleanup, or if you can dedicate some of your time to helping with social media content of a charity that you really like, or contributing blog posts, it's use a little bit of your free time to build up your sustainability experience in parallel. And then at one point you'll be able to marry the two. And I'm the perfect example of that. I was working in marketing at an agency coming straight out of university, and I didn't feel that connection, but I was getting that experience that would then ultimately allow me to kind of merge the two together because I was volunteering on the side. And then ultimately I ended up getting involved with Sierra Club Canada Foundation, which is one of the most recognizable name in the environmental space in North America, and getting involved with their Canadian arm and sitting on their board of directors. And so I was able to build up those two experiences to the point where last year I was able to build out a business case within the organization of having a more formal role of VP marketing and sustainability that is able to kind of tie those two worlds together. So don't get discouraged if you are working for an organization where you feel maybe disconnected slightly. Really just see what can you learn and what skill sets can you develop that will ultimately then help be kind of that guiding light in telling the story of a company you really do believe in when you have a little bit more experience under your belt. when I was younger, I'd always assumed that in order to be able to move the environmental needle, I would either have to work for a nonprofit or the public sector. And I think that was really the shared narrative for decades, especially in Western culture, that those were the two types of employment opportunities if you really wanted to have a positive impact. And then my perspective has definitely shifted over the past few years, and that all of a sudden I really do see the private sector sort of emerging as a potential sustainability protagonist in finding meaningful opportunities to have an impact. And the reality is that it's the private sector that is going to probably have the financial means to innovate and to invest to be able to really move the needle, which is certainly in contrast to my previously held beliefs growing up, which was really that I'd either have to work for the government or the nonprofit sector. So I think it opens up our opportunities and our options as to where we can work. We're no longer kind of limited to specific scope. And if you're studying business and you're passionate about an area of business, it is exciting to now know that you can work in that corporate world, but then still have an impact on both the environmental and social side.
Yeah, so moving on, I think we will go to the rapid fire round of our podcast. This is the point in the podcast where I'll ask sort of, you know, this or that questions, yes or no questions, covering a range of topics. Should be a fun time.
Great, let's do this.
All right, so for our this or that questions, music or podcast?
Podcasts.
TV or movies?
Movies.
Call or text?
Text.
Pen or pencil?
Ooh, let's go pencil.
All right. Night or morning?
Morning.
Start work late or leave work early?
Leave work early.
Work from home or the office?
I'll have to go somewhere in between. I have to say I'm one of those who fell in love with the hybrid model. I never thought I would, but I do like the flexibility.
No, definitely. There's definitely benefits to it. Yeah, so that's our this or that segment. I think we'll move on to the fill in the blank segment. So I'll say a sentence and then sort of first word that comes to mind. Sustainability is?
Is possible.
The best source to learn more about topics is?
Podcasts are fantastic long form of communication. I think we live in a world of headlines, and in doing so, we miss really important context. And that is why I'm a huge advocate and fan of podcasts.
Concordia is?
My alma mater.
University is for?
Learning more about your area of study, but also about yourself.
The best place to study on campus is?
Oh, the coffee shop.
Okay. Your 20s are about?
Having a great time.
Yeah, so I think that's it. Thank you so much, Lauren. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. It was very insightful stuff. Our listeners will definitely take a lot away from this, and anybody looking for a sustainable career, Lauren's definitely the model for that. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And thank you to you and your team for continuing to carry the JSEC torch.